Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline on a recorded line. My name is Adrian. May I have the person of the name of the who you're transferring, please?
Yes, I have Michelle Harris.
Perfect. You can go ahead and transfer Ms. Harris over. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Hello, Ms. Harris.
Hello.
Hi, Ms. Harris. My name is Adrian on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
And would you, sorry, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim, Ms. Harris?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
Yes.
And who's filing this claim?
Me.
Yourself. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And what is your date of diagnosis?
February 2011.
I have February 2011, is that correct? I have February of 2011, is that correct, Ms. Harris?
I thought you meant when I start taking my, taking my shot. Lesson five.
Sorry, I asked for the date of diagnosis. The date of diagnosis, would it be?
Yes, my your phone is going in and out. I'm in a bad area. It's July 2015 is when I start taking my shots to 2011. Yeah.
Okay, but what about the when were you diagnosed? What was the date of when you were diagnosed?
July 2015.
July of 2015 is when you were diagnosed with meningioma, correct?
Yeah, July 13, 2015.
I have July 13 of 2015. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then, what is your date of birth?
10/15/1983.
I have 10/15/1983. Is that correct?
Yes.
And do you know anyone
What was
else who was injured by Depo-Provera?
I have a cousin.
You have a cousin, and
Passed away.
oh, I'm very sorry to hear that. Well, anyone in, her family, any relatives, can go ahead and file on her behalf. Whoever, if there is an executor of estate, can, or if she has any kids or anything like that, whoever's the next of kin can go ahead and file on her behalf. So, after this phone call, I'll go ahead and give you my point of contact so that way you can go ahead and forward it over to your relatives. So if she wants to go
Okay,
ahead
because
and
I didn't
proceed.
know that. So her children can?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
So, or whoever's the executor of estate, whoever, like, if she ever gave whoever a will. Which
Yeah, her children.
correct, and then whoever, or if there's an executive state that empowers in front of that empowers in front of everybody, but if there is none, then it would be the spouse, and then it would be the children. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Does
Yes.
she have a husband?
No.
Okay, so then it would be the children, correct, that would file on her behalf of their mother. And so again, after this, after we complete this intake form for you, I'll go ahead and give you my direct line so you can go ahead and forward it over to your relatives, okay?
Okay.
Perfect, Miss Harris. And
Excuse me, get that book bag and that jacket, take it back there.
I'm gonna go ahead and ask you a series of questions here, yes or no questions. So, Ms. Harris, did you consume slash use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yeah.
And did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo-Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year? Yes or no?
Did we what?
Did you or a loved one use
Did
the
we
name
switch?
brand Depo-Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year? Yes or no? Did you only
Yeah.
use Depo-Provera? You said
Yeah.
yes, correct. Okay. And did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Within 1 year, can you confirm you have at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Yeah.
Did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st of 1992 through the present date?
Yeah.
And what was your usage start date? When did you first start taking Depo-Provera? When did you first start taking Depo? To your best estimated, best estimated guess, to your best knowledge, what was that date when you first started using Depo?
2011, I believe, in February 2011.
February of 2011. And when did you stop taking Depo-Provera?
June or July 2015.
July 2015?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm putting when you first started was February 2011, and when you stopped was July of 2015, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And your main injury or medical problem was that you advised me that you were diagnosed with meningioma, is that correct?
Yes.
And again, I'm very sorry to hear that, Ms. Harris. And can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
And your marital status?
Same.
And your
Not
first
married.
And last name, please.
Michelle Harris.
And Harris. Sorry, I'm going to go ahead and confirm your name here. I have Michelle, which is M as in Mary, I-C-H-E-L-L-E, correct?
Yes.
And Harris, H as in Harry, A-R-R-I-S.
Yes.
And then, do you have a suffix at all, junior, senior, second, or third?
No.
And then, what is your social security number?
457-658-813.
The last four, you said 8823?
1-3.
1-3. Okay, and just to confirm, I have 457-658-813, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And your primary contact email, would it be michelleharris131@gmail.com?
Yes.
And your primary mobile phone number, would it be 706-421-6284?
Yes.
And best time of day for the attorneys to reach you, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Late morning.
Morning. And what is your full address?
1522 Wooten Road, Apartment C, Augusta,
said-
Georgia, 309.
Sorry, I have 1522.
Wooten Road, W-O-O-T-E-N.
Perfect.
Yeah, okay.
Perfect, I have it here. I have 1522 Wooten Road, and you said apartment number?
C.
Apartment number C?
Yeah.
And city of Augusta in Richmond County?
3904.
Georgia, 30904, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And what is your diagnosing doctor's name?
It is David, Dr. David Floyd.
You said Dr. David Floyd?
Yeah.
I have David... D-A-V-I-D and Floyd, F-L-O-Y-D. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And what is your diagnosing facility name?
Diagnosis facility name.
Yes, the diagnosing facility name. Okay. Where you were diagnosed at.
Augusta.
Sorry, what is it called?
Piedmont, Augusta, 1350 Walton Way.
Not the address, but the facility. What is the facility called?
Piedmont.
Piedmont? Piedmont.
Yes.
Piedmont Hospital in Atlanta, Georgia.
Augusta, Georgia.
Augusta, Georgia. Augusta, Georgia. Perfect. There was another one in Atlanta. So I have Piedmont, Augusta, which would be in 13.
They have
like here. I see. And just to confirm the address, is it 1350 Walton Way, Augusta, Georgia, 30901?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And Ms. Harris, would it be the phone number ending in 9011?
What, my phone number?
No, their phone number. Would you happen to know it? Or I could just go ahead and find out here on Google if you don't have it. I'm just confirming the phone number with you.
Yeah.
Perfect. And did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
No. And what about your treating doctor's name? Is it the same doctor, or did you have a different treating doctor?
Same doctor.
Same doctor. And then what about your prescribing doctor's name? The one that's prescribing you your meds, your pharmaceuticals. Would it be the
Dr.
same doctor
Edwin.
Or different? Oh, okay.
Edwin Scott.
Dr. Edwin Scott?
Yes.
And Edwin, would it be E-D-W-I-N?
Yes.
And Scott, S-C-O-T-T?
Yes.
Perfect. Thanks for confirming that. And what is the prescribing facility name called?
It's Walgreens.
Walgreens? Not your pharmacy,
yes.
But the prescribing facility name. Would it also be Walgreens as well? Because your pharmacy name would be Walgreens. But
okay.
Your prescribing facility name, like Dr. Edwin Scott, where is he located?
Oh, okay. He's located on let me see if I can remember.
Or the facility name. I could find the address if you remember the facility name. The prescribing facility name.
Hold on, let me see.
Or I could try to find it with Dr. Edwin Scott's name.
Okay.
Dr. Edwin, would it be Edwin H. Scott?
Yes.
Let's see, Dr. Edwin Scott. And where do you think he would be located? You said
the facility name?
Yes, the facility name. Of the
Center Care, Center for Primary Care South.
Sorry, what is it called?
Center for Primary Care South.
And how would you?
2011 Winter Spring Road.
You said 2011 Wing.
2011 Winter Spring.
Wooden Spring Road.
Windsor.
Windsor.
Like W-I-N-D-S-O-R.
Yes, perfect. So I have 2011 Windsor Spring Road, Augusta, Georgia. And
30906, I believe.
Yes. And you said it was Center for Primary Care?
Yes.
Yes, I have it. I found it here. Center for Primary Care, and that's 2011 Windsor Springs Road, Augusta, Georgia, 30906. Perfect. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. And then you said your pharmacy name is called Walgreens, correct?
Yes, on Washington Road, Augusta, Georgia. 2744 Washington Road. I believe that's the address.
Let's see. I have 2744 Washington Road, Augusta, Georgia.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. And then, would you like to go ahead and put anything in your medical notes?
No.
No, no worries. And do you have a copy of the medical notes? Do you have a copy of the medical records for the injured party?
Yes, they're put up right now because we just had a bad storm here.
Okay.
Kind of lost.
And you, sorry, what was that?
Like some people, a lot of people lost their homes. And so our homes just tore up here. So a lot of my stuff is in storage right now.
I see.
Because of Hurricane Helene.
Oh, I see. I'm very sorry to hear that, Ms. Harris. But do you do have a copy of the medical records, correct? Stating
yes,
that
I
you were
do.
Diagnosed with. Okay. And when you can get them, could you provide these medical records by mail, electronically, or both?
Yes, I could do it by mail.
Mail?
Or both.
Then,
it doesn't matter.
Okay, both. And we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Is there anyone you'd like to go ahead and put for your emergency contact?
Yes, my daughter.
Your daughter. And do you live with your daughter?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your daughter's name?
Zykeria. Z-Y-K-E-R-I-A.
I have Z-Y-K-E-Y.
Z-Y-K-E-R-I-A.
Sorry, I have Z-Y-K-E.
R-I-A.
R-I-A. Zykeria. And
yeah,
that is a beautiful name. That's unique. I like that. And Zykeria, again, that's Z-Y-K-E-R-I-A, correct?
Yes.
And then would that be Harris as well?
Yes.
And then what is her phone number?
Hold on. 706-832-7055.
And just to confirm, I have 706-832-7055.
Yeah.
And that is your daughter. And do you know her email and address? Oh, it's the same address, correct? And then.
Yes, but I don't know her email.
Okay, that's okay. I'll go ahead. It does require me to put an email, so I'll just go ahead and put your email if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. So let me go ahead and just confirm that I have everything here correctly with you. Let's see. I'm going to go ahead and send you the agreement via email and text message. But let me go ahead and just confirm that I have everything here correct with you before I send that over to you. So.
Okay.
Thank you. So I have I have Michelle Harris, that's Michelle Harris, Harris, is that correct?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then I have for the street address, 1522 Wooten Road, Augusta, Georgia, 30904. Telephone number is 706-421-6284. Email address is firstlastname131@gmail.com. Is that all correct?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And the date of birth is 10/15/1983. Last four of your social is 8813. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Perfect. So I just sent that over to you via email and text message. So let me know when you go ahead and receive it, and put me on speakerphone if you haven't already, just so it could be easier for you to listen.
I received a text message.
Perfect. So go ahead and click the link. Yes, go ahead and click the link that's in that text message, and it's going to go ahead and redirect you to a new DocuSign webpage. And then once it go ahead and opens up, go ahead and click, you may have to click a yes button to allow consent, or may check a box to allow signatures as well. So let me know when you're at that part, Ms. Harris.
I did all that.
Okay, perfect. So at the top right of the page, you'll see a yellow start button. So go ahead and click that, and it'll direct you to your first signature field. Just make sure the signature is inside the margins, inside the square. And then go ahead and hit the yellow.
It says sign here in the yellow square.
Yes, go ahead and click the next button at the top right of the page, and it'll lead you to where you have to sign. So just make sure, again, the signature is inside the margins, inside the square, and then hit adopt and sign once you're done, so you don't have to draw your signature for every square. So now go ahead and hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page, and it'll
have
lead you.
Sign my name to what?
Hit adopt and sign.
Okay.
And then once you draw your signature inside the margins, hit adopt and sign, and then now go ahead and hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page, and it'll lead you through everywhere you need to tap.
It says draw your initials.
Okay, yes. So then you're going to go ahead and have to draw your initials. So now just draw your initials inside the margins, and then it'll just have you do the same thing like what you did for the signatures. And then once you're perfect. So once you're done with the initial part, at the top at the yellow box, the yellow box should say finish.
Say continue.
If it says okay, perfect. So let me go ahead and just double check here on my end to see if I received it on.
Start sending and signing today.
So you could go ahead and get a copy of that agreement. You could download it. It gives you that option there. But it on my end here, it does say that you have completed it. So you have submitted it. So now you could, download a PDF, a copy of the agreement, on your end. But here on my end, it does say that you have completed it. So thank you for that, Ms. Harris. And let's see what law firm you've been assigned to. So you've been assigned to Pulowski. So let me know when you have a pen and paper so I can go ahead and give you the direct line. And Ms. Harris, the attorneys that you've been assigned to, they should be giving you a call within the next 48 hours. So if they do not give you a call within the next 48 hours for whatever reason, please go ahead and give this direct line a call. But again, they should be giving you a call within the next 2 days, okay?
Okay, what's the number, the information?
So their direct line is 909-906-2000. 3862. And again, their name is Pulowski. That's P U L A S K I. And again, Pulowski. The direct Pulowski Law Firm, correct. And their direct line is 909-906-3862. And again, they're going to give you a call within the next 48 hours. But for whatever reason, if they do not, go ahead and give their direct line a call. But I'll be giving you a text. You should be receiving a text from me within the next minute right after this phone call, so that if you have any questions or concerns along the way, you could always feel free and contact me. But as of now, you are now assigned to the law firm. So if you have any questions, concerns, or want an update on your case, please feel free and contact them. But you could always feel free and contact me as well, and I'd be happy to assist you. Okay, Ms. Harris?
Okay, thank you.
Perfect, of course. Well, again, I do appreciate your time. I hope you have a great rest of your day and happy holidays, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Bye.